When God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate. And the day that I heard those words, it had an impact. It made me think about the actions that I take when God speaks. And it also, as I was preparing for this night, I thought about some of our leaders in the Old Testament, David and Gideon. When God tells us what to do, it's personal and it's relational. And in the next few minutes, we're going to be looking at these two leaders that took action for and with God. We're going to begin with David in 1 Samuel 16, 7b. It says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, and the Lord looketh on the heart." That was at the time that David was anointed by God. And as a young man, he knew and understood and had a relationship with God, a close relationship, and of course, God with him. David's call to action that we're going to look at is with the Philistine army and the army of God and in the battlefield. And we're going to look at that David, the call to action for him was the moment that he heard Goliath taunting and defying the armies of Israel. And to him, he took offense and he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of God?" This was God, this was David's call to action. Take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we'll look at starting 32. David said to Saul, when David went to Saul to fight to get permission to fight this Philistine, Goliath, he said, "Let no man's heart fail because of him, Goliath. Thy servant will go fight with this Philistine." And one of the things that I thought was important that I wanted to point out is the fact that it's relational. David not only was concerned about the offenses that were made against God and God's army, what he was concerned about how it had humiliated the army, and it hurt his heart to see that humiliation. And Saul, of course, said to him, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and went out after him, and I smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him, slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God." And then David says, "Oh, by the way, the Lord that delivered me out of the it was the Lord that delivered me out of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Here you see the relationship in the sense that David knew that it was God who did it, that he gave the glory to God in this situation, and he was taking action on behalf of his God. Verse 45 says, "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. David was totally confident that God was a part of this entire process, and there was nothing for him to fear. That relationship was so tight, and he was so confident in his God. And this is just an example that, as we know, what happened is with a sling and a stone, he takes Goliath out. So this, to me, was an example that I wanted to share with regard to David, because we have the opportunity to really see that when God calls us to action, that he is with us. It is relational. It is personal. Now we're going to take a look at Gideon. Gideon was the judge who delivered Israel from the Midianites, the son of Joash and the clan of Abiezer of the tribe of Manasseh. And Gideon has kind of a different take on it. So Gideon comes in, the situation with Gideon is God calls Gideon to be the one to deliver the children of Israel. However, it's taken him a minute. It's going to take him a minute to figure out that this is God and this is exactly what I need to do and I should be moving forward. But he had the relationship. He loved God. He just needed some time. So when we talk about when God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate. It does not necessarily mean that you jump on it immediately. David was clear and decisive and quick when that call came. But that does not necessarily mean that's the case with leaders. Sometimes it's one step at a time. And the relationship that Gideon built with God through this process is amazing when you spend time looking at it, because it was one step at a time. And Gideon reacted and took action one step at a time. Let's take a look at in Judges chapter 6 and in verse 22. This is at the point when Gideon realizes that it's God that's talking to him. It said, and when Gideon perceived, verse 22, did I say 6:22? So when Gideon perceived that this was the angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord," it's like, "Oh my God, it's you. For because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face," and the Lord said to him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. This is going to be fine." And then Gideon built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. What I wanted to point out here with relation to Gideon and his relationship, every time God did something for him, you see an example where he built an altar right away. He had honor and respected God, and his relationship was to love his father. Now, the next thing that I want to take a look at is Judges 6:36. Because this was a process, the very first thing that God has Gideon to do is to clean house spiritually, and that was to take the altar of Baal out and to put the altar of God in to keep this short. And looking at 6:36, we see where Gideon is about now. They've called in the armies. I don't know that I need to rehearse the story necessary, but we know that Gideon now is now at this point, he's at the place where he's called in the armies and he's going to fight the Midianites and the Amalekites. And so it's like some 22 to 32,000 men there. And all of a sudden he realizes, like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. And I really am the guy. And we're going to have to make this happen. So Gideon, all along the way, needed reassurance. And so every time that he'd asked for it, God provided. So this is the place where Gideon says, 36 of set 6, he says, "And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said." Now, here he is. He's already proven that he's God. He's already had him moving right along. But, oh, yeah, let's kind of just check this out one more time because I want to make sure. And so, of course, God honors that and God provides that. And then he says, okay, I'm close, but let's just, try one more time. But the thing to see in this situation is God's love for Gideon and knowing that Gideon needed to have those reassurances. And he continues to provide that. And so the relationship is a mutual love and respect. Gideon loves God. He's thankful that God is showing him and God is taking care of him. The next thing that I want to take a look at is, I want us to take a look at is in Judges chapter 7, verse 12. And this is another area where God, they're now at the point where the Midianites are in the valley, they're down below, and his army, Gideon's army, has been reduced from 32,000 men down to 300. And they've got the job of taking out Midianites. And the reality is God saying, I got this. We're good. Don't worry about it. And so they're getting themselves in place and they're camped out. But God wants to make sure that Gideon is clear. And so he sends Gideon down to the camp where the Midianites are so that he has the opportunity to hear what's going on. In verse 12, it says, the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for the multitude. And when Gideon had come, behold, there was a man that told the dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley tumbled into the host of Midian and came into the tent and smote it, and it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said to him, well, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon and the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the hosts. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped. Again, as you see, he worshiped God in thanksgiving, and now he is ready. That was Gideon's linchpin to take the decisive action. And he goes back to his camp and he says, arise, for the Lord has delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And then they take the Midianites by surprise, and as a result, with their pitchers and lamps and trumpets and shout, and the next thing you know, they take them by surprise. It confuses and confounds the Midianites, and they start killing each other. Start scattering in all directions like cockroaches. But that in is what we see here, because it was relational. The action was relational. And I look at with Gideon. Gideon was considered a humble man from everything I read. And he was really not one with leadership ambitions per se. It was when he was called to lead, he took action. This was an example where he was called to lead. It was not he was already a leader. When David was called to take action, it was for a specific thing. He was already appointed a leader for the future. So God works in us personally. And these men of action showed that they had the relationship and the love and the trust of the Father. Thank you.